Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Now,
the Brett Mega Show.
Let's hear it.
I know it's before 6 o'clock on a Monday, so this might be aggressive, but F you all. I'm still alive, people.
I'm shocked.
I went camping this weekend for my son's birthday. Turned 4 yesterday. I can't believe he's 4. That is crazy to me. And we went camping, and everyone thought I wasn't going to make it. But look who's here. Who's back?
Are all members of your family still
Don't ask
good?
Questions you don't okay. want to know. Right. Everyone is good, Hannah. We'll talk more about it later. But it was an absolute gorgeous weekend to be outdoors, to camp, to do anything, because it was just so nice out. Hannah, how was your weekend?
It was good. Yesterday, I went to watch my niece play lacrosse at Quincy University, and I have the craziest tan lines ever from yesterday. It was like beautiful, like 80-something degrees outside. One whole side of my body is completely like red, crisp, burnt. Other side hasn't seen the sun.
Why were you sitting in like a shaded area?
I was sitting on the bleachers and it was just like one side of me got burnt. I sent AB a video last night of my tan lines. They are intense.
Yeah, she literally has tan lines on half her body.
That's hilarious.
Like crisp.
That's funny.
Itchy.
Kevin, how was your weekend?
My week was pretty good. My son had his annual spring concert. For high school, which was kind of cool. I mean, and I say
how long was it?
It was about 2 hours.
Yep.
You know,
It was long. It's weird because the kids got to get there early to practice, so they get there. The kids get there 45 minutes before there's any show.
Oh.
So that's what really adds.
So
to
you
the
like see
the
practice for the show as you get ready as the dad because he can't drive yet. You're like, all right, I'm watching the show before the show.
And then they have a bake sale to raise funds, and when you're not eating sugar. It's the worst.
Look how thin Kevin looks, man. He's just looking ripped.
I'm working on it.
Yeah,
I'm working on it.
I mean, that is like the ultimate self-control for you.
Yeah,
you
I
love
know.
Sweets.
I know.
AB, how about your weekend?
Good. I was in Kentucky all weekend.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't get back till like 11 p.m.
Oh,
so.
Yesterday?
Yeah, because my sister goes to the University of Kentucky. She had Greek sing on Saturday, which was awesome. And they placed third, which was a big deal because they didn't place at all last year. And then yesterday she had like her club dance performance and that didn't start till 5.
Oh, so you guys stayed for the 5 o'clock club dance?
Yeah, we had to stay for her other performance
too. And then how long's the drive back?
5.5 hours.
Wow.
So AB is partially with us today.
Yeah.
Do you sleep though? You just probably sleep because you drive with your family, right?
I could not really sleep on the way back. All I slept for maybe 30 minutes.
Right. Alex, how about your weekend?
I was good. It was busy. I played downtown a lot this weekend at Ballpark Village and at the game yesterday. And the Cardinals beat the Phillies in the series for the first time since like 2017.
Yeah. It's probably because you're playing those Sundays.
You're getting them primed up.
This was a Sunday fun day. It was a great time every single Sunday. I'm out there.
All right.
Let's start with some good news.
I've got good news and good news.
Tell them the good news.
Good news?
Good news.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
In the history of my existence, I've never done one of those like Starbucks lines where I pull up and then somebody's already paid for it, like the pay it forward lines that like people do. Well, this one guy did it at McDonald's, but he did it to the extreme. An anonymous man pulled up to McDonald's and said, "Hey, I'll take care of the next couple of meals until my money runs out," and he put it like on a Visa gift card. 356 free meals donated to the next 300.
What kind of card was this?
Right? He did it, pay it forward, handed them a Visa gift card. It didn't run out to 356 people came
That's
up
insane.
And got free meals. Isn't that awesome?
Is that guy named Ronald?
Baller, for real. This good news is brought to you by Together Credit Union. Check out their new Empower checking account when you go to togethercu.org/empower.
The polls are open.
All right, poll today on the Brett Maga Show. This actually came up when I went camping this weekend. I'll tell you all about it for my son's birthday. But a guy worked for corporate. Corporate guy gave it all up to be like a farmer and just traveled. Less busy life. Money wasn't as good, but he had made enough money in the busy corporate world. I was like, man, that is crazy to hear. Would you rather be super busy, stressed, but make a ton of money? Or money isn't great, but no stress, nothing to do. Plate is empty.
How bad
do you want money? Willing to be super busy all the time and stressed?
You know, for me, I didn't even look at this question like solely thinking like, do I want money or not?
I looked at it
as, do I need to be super busy or not? And the answer is I have to be super busy at all times or I can't function. I don't like having nothing to do. My brain does not do well on that. Like, my brain has to be like, go, 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 go. So if I get a lot of money with the go, 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 it's perfect.
All right.
I think it's when you start the job. If this is how you start your career, I think that's fine.
You're saying what you're
saying.
If
you're old like me, no.
Throw it on them.
I don't want it. No, give me less work, not
less
more.
Work, no stress,
yes,
nothing to
exactly.
do. You like for the calendar to say, no plans,
and
no
right.
agenda.
Exactly.
No meetings. Mm-hmm. Alex, you're always busy. Do you like being busy?
I think I do, yeah.
You think you do? That's not a
I think I do. I think
man.
I'm like Hannah. Like, I think I need to be doing something. And just, yeah, like, and when you get the money for doing those things, I feel like that is rewarding for you putting in the time and being stressed. Like, people, reality is, you're going to be stressed, really, no matter what.
Right,
these
that's
days.
A good point.
My brother just said that line recently because he was, you know, applying for like a job and stuff like that and looking for a promotion. I was like, what's going to leave with a lot more stress? He's like, I'm going to be stressed no matter what.
Right.
Might as well get a lot extra money for it.
That's exactly. Exactly.
I don't know. I took this question not as like, am I good with being busy all the time or not being busy? I took it as stressed all the time or not stressed all the time.
Okay.
So I'm choosing not stressed all the time. I'm not living my life like that.
Yeah. But no money, though? Like, the money issue, you didn't really factor in the money. It was literally just about stress is what you were worried about.
I'm more concerned about stress.
See, I think
no amount of money is worth like living my life stressed and anxious.
Yeah. See, I handle stress well. Like, I don't like not like I like high pressure jobs. I like stress coming and people wanting me to take the final shot or whatever that terminology is. I don't like to. Like, we saw me when we were at that conference and I didn't
was
have my kids.
Say,
and
maybe
I had no
never
agenda.
Forget.
Right.
Yeah. I was like, I don't like this. I have nothing to do. Like, I like stress and managing stress. I think that's a cool, fun part of life. I do like that. So it's interesting how each of us took it from a different perspective.
The polls are open.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
All right, let's see what's trending today. I'll read a headline, and then Hannah either tells me keep it moving or tell me more just based off the headline. You'll know what everyone's talking about in 2 minutes because we know you're busy. Is texting THX instead of thanks considered rude?
I hope not because I do that.
Yeah, people do consider it actually rude.
Oh, perfect.
So they said 90% of Americans regularly use abbreviations for their daily message, and people don't think those abbreviations are actually considered rude. But when you start using please, sorry, and thanks, and you shorten those, they feel like you're just being too casual and actually not showing that you're actually thankful, you're actually sorry, or you're actually showing any kind of appreciation.
I feel like we got to be all in or all out on abbreviations. We can't have just like a couple that don't count.
They said if you're really thankful, you can type out like
thanks.
two other letters.
Right, exactly.
Hey, THX.
Which job stinks the most? You've done a bunch of hard jobs, Hannah, on the show. Which are the smelliest?
I could think of a few. Let's see if they're on the list.
Zookeepers, number one on the stinky job list.
Ooh.
I was at an animal shelter. That counts as zoo.
Garbage collector is 2. Plumber is 3. Locker room and bathroom attendant. Do they still have those where they, like, you know, give you mints and, like...
Yeah.
Some of the, yeah.
I've never been in a bathroom that a person
it's rare. Like, I haven't seen them in a long time. And then a shoe salesperson and a coroner are also rounding off the stinky job list. Are there more dogs or cats in the world?
Dogs?
Yep, by a lot, actually. There's 1 billion dogs, pets, in the world, 220 million pet cats.
AB, how does that make you feel?
Not great.
All right. Well, the cost to own a dog or have a cat has gotten a lot more expensive. You want to know how much?
How much?
I'm out of time. I guess Hannah, who has a dirt dog named Bear, will find out when she gets the vet bill.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Hannah's homeschool.
Kayleen, how are you?
I am fantastic. How about you?
Wow. Hannah, how are you? Would you consider yourself fantastic?
Fantastic.
Oh, that's like, is that bigger than fantastic? Because you yelled fantastic.
Yeah, it's emphasized. It has an exclamation mark on it.
All right, we'll see if you do fantastic at Hannah's homeschool. Kayleen will ask Hannah to leave the room. Go ahead, get on out of here, Hannah. When Hannah leaves the room, she can't hear the questions. I'll ask you 5 pop culture questions. Let's see who gets more. Hannah's got like a record of 45 wins and like 14 losses. She's pretty legit, okay?
All right.
All right, Kaylin, here we go. What big golf tournament happened this weekend?
I don't know.
Augusta.
That helped probably. Yeah, well, now you know where the location's at.
Oh, yeah, I got nothing.
Okay, that's okay. So we'll stay like in the golf realm. Name Adam Sandler's golf movie.
Oh, Happy Gilmore?
Yeah, that's the type of golf questions you know, huh? All right, there we go. Betty White was rumored to eat chocolate cake for breakfast on a regular basis. What TV show was Betty White famously on?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are, whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I don't know, but I know she went to prison, so she's famous now.
Not as Martha Stewart. Probably.
Yeah, Martha Stewart, not Betty White. Betty White didn't go to prison.
Betty White would have owned prison, though,
right.
I think.
Yeah.
Okay. Ed Sheeran on the Call Her Daddy podcast said that one of his best friends in the music industry and said they have six-hour catch-ups. Who is Ed Sheeran, one of Ed Sheeran's best friends?
She is
the biggest deal in music.
For all eras.
Taylor Swift.
Yeah, wow, there you go. Yes. Good guess.
Nice job.
And who is the mascot for Frosted Flakes?
A tiger.
All right, we'll count it. Tony the Tiger. Yes. All right, 3 out of 5. All right, Gaylene, we'll see how Hannah does. We'll bring her back in one song, okay?
Okay, sounds great.
Hannah's homeschool.
All right, we got Hannah walking back in the room. She's ready to play Hannah's homeschool. Kayleen, who said she was fantastic, did a fantastic job at Hannah's homeschool. Tell her how many you got.
I felt fantastic. Doesn't mean I'm going to be Hannah.
Tell her how many you got right.
I got 3 out of 5.
Okay.
Yeah, 3.
Is that a lie?
No, she did. She did. She got there. Okay. For same 5 pop culture questions, tie goes to Hannah. What big golf tournament happened this weekend?
The Masters.
Wow, yes, locked in. Let's stay in the golf world. Name Uh-oh. Adam Sandler's golf movie.
Happy Gilmore.
There we go. Betty White was rumored to eat chocolate cake for breakfast on a regular basis. What TV show was Betty White famously on?
Golden Girls.
Golden Girls. Not Prison Break.
No.
Gaylene thought Betty White went to prison.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
It was like just...
Martha Stewart.
Yeah, dude, yeah. Orange is the new black and everybody.
Right, yes. Betty White's too wholesome for that.
Ed Sheeran on the Call Her Daddy podcast said one of his best friends in the music industry and said they have six-hour catch-ups are who?
Post Malone?
It's not Post Malone. His best friend in the music industry is Taylor Swift.
Everybody's bestie. Yeah. I should have said that.
You didn't know they were besties?
No, Ed used to open for Taylor.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's kind of, then it was like he was getting as big as Taylor. It's crazy.
He gets to listen to her music before it comes out, and she gets to listen to his, and there's like only 5 people he like sends the music to, and Taylor's one of them. Huh. Who is the mascot for Frosted Flakes?
Tony the Tiger.
Tony the Tiger, yeah.
Great.
4 out of 5 for Hannah. You did great. Kayleen, you have to say this is Kayleen, and I got schooled by Hannah.
This is Kayleen, and I got schooled by Hannah.
Hannah's homeschool.
Mega Minds.
All right, let's see if you can guess the Mega Mind question of the day here on the Brett Mega Show as we get ready to kick off an hour of commercial-free music. 1 in 4 adults say this is their favorite smell. What's their favorite smell, Hannah?
Okay, not that I agree with this, but I think most people believe that gasoline is their favorite smell.
I actually oddly do like the smell of gasoline. I'm one of those weird people.
I am not.
All right, Kevin.
That's tough, man. It's 1 in 4. I think it's bacon.
Bacon.
Bacon's a good one.
Bacon is a delicious smell. Yeah. More people than 1 in 4 should like the smell of bacon and call it their favorite smell. It's just awesome. Alex?
I'll say the smell of popcorn.
Popcorn.
Freshly popped popcorn.
Hannah just made some popcorn. She burnt it the other day.
Yeah.
Today I didn't. It's a good smell today. I'm going to say cookies.
Cookies. Good guesses. No one got it correct. It's still up for grabs. 314-531-9898. I'll give you a hint. Someone this weekend was definitely smelling their favorite smell this weekend, if you were paying attention. 1 in 4 people that are adults say this is their favorite smell. Tell you what the answer is at 718. Make sure you text in your guesses when we kick off that hour of commercial-free music.
Mega Minds.
Let's give the answer to the Brett Mega, the Mega Mind question of the day. 1 in 4 adults say this is their favorite smell, Hannah.
Lori texted in and said vanilla. That's definitely one of my favorites. Let's see. Emily says new car. We also got a text saying flowers. Jorge says fresh cut grass. Teacher Suzanne says the smell of a new baby's head.
Oh, that's
a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Drea says fresh laundry. Teacher Aaron says a campfire. That makes sense.
Oh, a campfire.
Yeah. I do not like the smell of a campfire.
You can never get it out.
I like it.
Do you? Mm-hmm. 1 in 4 adults. So there you go. Mm-hmm. Some of us were like, nope, nope, nope.
No, it stays in your hair forever.
Exactly. Yes. Mm-hmm. 1 in 4 adults say campfire is their favorite smell.
Mega minds.
I don't mean to be offensive or anything, but actually, no, I do. Screw you guys. Screw everyone here in this room who made fun of me, who said I was going to die. That's what you thought was going to happen. We are commercial-free on the Brett Maga Show. We went camping this weekend for my 4-year-old's birthday. That's what he chose to do. We were like, hey, you want to go to like a water park, go do something fun? His 4 is like, no, I remember when we went camping before, I had a blast. Let's go camping again. And so we went to Union, Missouri, went camping. And then went to the Kodak beach in Washington, Missouri afterwards. So we spent all day in nature and it was an absolute blast. I don't think we could have had more fun. At one point, I did think to myself, is this a regular weekend or is this a vacation? It was literally the perfect escape. I didn't think about work or life or anything. That's just what nature, I think, brings to you. I don't really know. But I did felt completely disconnected and did get to soak up him and celebrate him for his birthday, which is what our goal was. And everything for his birthday gifts was all like, camping related. So right before we left, you got to open like an adventure kit and it got like this little container where you can keep bugs in, like magnifying glass, binoculars, walkie talkies, and it was just all camp related. And he just kept calling himself adventure guy as he was running around with his explorer's kit.
I don't even know what to say. I was probably the one with the least amount of faith.
Yeah, because you've camped. You're a camper, Hannah.
I have camped, and I know all that it entails, and that's just not really, I didn't believe it was your thing, but I stand corrected.
Thank you.
So did you build a fire? Like, I still don't even really know what this entails.
What does camping entail?
Did you build a fire? Did you sleep in a tent outside?
Good questions. I did it all. I built a fire like Tom Hanks on Castaway, built it with
did
my bare
hands. Lighter?
Well, yeah, you have a light. What do you think? I use flint. This is a survivor.
I don't know what level of camping you're trying to flex.
Hey, was
it an electric
badges
fire?
Are you earning on this trip, sir?
Although I do watch Survivor. Yes, we use. Like,
did you have like running water or was this like a.
You know, yeah. Are you going out in the woods?
Yeah, that's where you
brought some bottles of water, right?
Yeah, and you just pee in the woods and stuff like that.
I feel like Brett was going to be okay on this because it wasn't like a surprise. It was like you went into this knowing you were going to be camping. It wasn't like a last minute thing.
And so, yeah, we built a fire. You sleep in a tent. I had to put up the tent.
Right there.
My wife got us a tent that was supposed to be pretty easy. It said like about like 10 minutes to put up. It did take me a little over an hour. It did take me a little while.
But it stayed up.
As long as it stayed up.
That's all that matters.
Very good.
My wife was like, some of it looks a little different on the box. I was like, it's up. Okay, back off. We stayed in the tent. We actually cooked over the fire. So there's a couple of, like, since I'm a big camper, I'll give you some hacks. You could just make hot dogs over the fire. We did that for like the first meal, but we
just
actually made like
a skewer. Yeah.
First breakfast though, we crushed. I will say this. The breakfast items were easy. We made eggs over like a cast iron skillet where you close it and then you can just cook some eggs. And that was
Pictures you sent. I was like, okay.
He did have photo receipts.
Yes, you could see me with the cast iron skillet and the eggs getting cooked over on our Instagram.
There's a Waffle House nearby.
Right.
And then we did cinnamon rolls over the fire as well. You're thinking, how do you make cinnamon rolls? You could actually carve out an orange and then you put the cinnamon roll in there and then you wrap it in aluminum foil, then put it on the campfire and it cooks.
Is it citrus flavored?
It has a little bit of a citrus hint to it.
I don't think that'd be bad though.
Yeah, it was delicious. And then we did French toast the same way.
Whoa.
Where you put it like a mixture in a bag with the eggs and cinnamon and then you put in the cast iron and cooked it over the fire. So we had French toast, cinnamon rolls, and eggs over a open flame.
I'm hungry now.
That's more than I had in normal civilization. I do have to say that a couple times throughout the weekend, I checked your location I track you, and it was a little frightening to me to see you just like in a field of green. I'm like, I hope he's okay. But I did check on you a couple times.
And so you know it was legit, too.
As long as your phone, like, wasn't in the river, I was like, okay, he's okay.
That's funny that Hannah still didn't trust me. Like, okay, I'm going to check if this guy's really actually right.
I know.
Okay, well, he's legit. Tell you the truth.
So everybody had a good time.
Oh, my God. My son did say it the best. He's like, this was everything I wanted for my birthday, and which is so cool for him to say and acknowledge that. But it was literally the perfect birthday.
So you will do this again. This is a thing now.
Yeah, and if you guys need me to build a a tent or a fire by your guys' house, I can do that too for you. Yeah.
No, I'm good.
Is it ever okay to make fun of someone's appearance? What if the person or people making fun of someone's appearance is Saturday Night Live? Is it okay? 314-531-9898. Do you think it's okay for Saturday Night Live to poke fun and joke about people's appearances? There's a skit in particular that we're going to talk about this weekend, but just in general, too. Can Saturday Night Live make fun of people's appearances? How do you feel about that? Has it gone too far? Now, Amy Lou Wood is pretty famous for her character in White Lotus. So Saturday Night Live did a parody skit where they do this all the time, making fun of the... I honestly think it was more of a political skit more than it was making fun of White Lotus.
The White POTUS.
Yeah. So it's a very political script skit about President Trump and his family basically at the White Lotus. The White Lotus is a huge TV show. And within the skit, they have a character that resembles Amy Lou Wood. And if you know who she is, she has been famously talked about because of her teeth. Mm-hmm. Hannah talked about this in the Hollywood hashtag. This makes her uncomfortable that so many people talk about her teeth, they make comments about her teeth, and when Saturday Night Live did the skit, they had a character who had way over the top teeth and resembled her buck teeth, and she posted. She said, hey, I think this is mean and unfunny, and it's a shame that they did this. It is not clever. There's a different nuance of doing this. It's a cheap way to make fun of me, and I'm uncomfortable with it. Do you think that Saturday Night Live went too far? 314-531-9898.
I think that comedy is like the hardest line to walk because right? I feel like their job is to almost like poke fun, but it's just, I don't know. I feel like you either have to be all in or all out.
Agreed with
and
that.
And yep. I think I would rather it be...
You're having trouble with this. It is
a
tricky.
I am because I think about it for me. Like, I wouldn't want someone to come after the way I look and make fun of the way I look. But also at the same time, if you take away jokes about that, then you might as well take away jokes for everything because someone can always be offended.
Exactly. And then I think that's the hard part. Having watched the skit, especially with my wife who watched White Lotus, and she even said, as we're watching that skit, she's like, oh, they're making fun of the girl's teeth. She goes, because that was the big conversation that everybody had watching the show. Everybody talked about her teeth. Mm-hmm. Right or wrong, good or bad, that became a topic of conversation. It's also watching, I think John Hamm did Kennedy and did his voice.
Yeah.
Now, is it okay to go that level? Now, can we, it becomes difficult. And I kind of agree exactly what Hannah said. You're either all in or you're all out. Sadly, comedy is going to offend. It's a shame she was offended. I think now you reach, you do the olive branch and you invite her to come on and be a host on the show.
It does just feel really cheap to me. Like, you couldn't come up with like a better joke than just her teeth.
So here, I've had this discussion too with like Marlon Wayans, honestly, as a comedian. I was like, hey man, is it no holds bar in comedy? And I used to think like, it's just a comedy world and this is art. But I sometimes think it is an excuse that people make like, oh, it's art. So then I could be offensive. Yeah. And I started to think to myself, because this is what Saturday Night Live does. I'm like, oh my God, that's what they do. So if they do this, they just, like Hannah said, then you lose the whole show. Mm-hmm. But then I thought to myself, like, we had talked about it when we talked about Amy Lou Wood, her struggle with her teeth. AB, when she was editing videos, became self-conscious about her teeth. If this was my friend, my sister, and she was crying and upset, I'd be pissed at Saturday Night Live. So I'm like, I don't know where, I'm like, I feel like, what is happening to me? Because I used to think, hey, it's comedy, no holds barred. But there's a part of me that thinks that like, huh, maybe we shouldn't comment about people's appearances.
I don't know how much like scripts they would even have if they didn't go after
people's
appearances.
There was so much that happened in that show that you could make fun of without leaning on someone's looks.
She said this, that one of the biggest issues with it, because people were going back and forth and she was involved in this argument, she said that script, that whole skit is political. Every person in the skit is political. It's all political theories.
So why
I'm
are
the
you
only in- person from White Lotus. I'm the only non-political person. Every joke is political except for that joke.
And then why'd you have to drag
me in? She goes, why
there?
Am yeah, I? Yeah. Like, you couldn't. Yeah. It's the only joke that wasn't political.
She's got a point to
and
that.
And I did think
so
that was an
that.
Interesting argument too.
I just think that looks, like things that you can't control, that a person can't control, should kind of be off limits.
Interesting.
So you think like actions and political views and that type of stuff is more fair game?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. I think that's way more fair.
That's where you draw the line, because it's hard. Where do you draw the line? I want to want you guys to jump in on this conversation. Do you feel like Saturday Night Live has gone too far when they make fun of someone's appearance? Do you feel like, it's comedy, no holds bar, we're all getting too sensitive? 314-531-9898. Interesting conversation about what Saturday Night Live did this weekend while we're commercial free. Did Saturday Night Live go too far with their appearance jokes? 314-531-9898. Amy Lou Wood is famous for her role in White Lotus and also famous for her teeth. Hannah had talked about this. Some people acknowledge it all the time. And whether people are saying positive or negative things, and most of the feedback is usually negative about her teeth, or people do even defend her. She doesn't like it. She doesn't like when people draw attention to it. And she's addressed this publicly of how uncomfortable it makes her. During a skit on this Saturday Night Live does what it does. This is what Saturday Night Live does all the time. No one is safe. They make fun of what people are doing in pop culture and in the world. And they had a character when they were making fun of President Trump, calling it the White POTUS. And it was a play on the White Lotus where they had her character over exaggerated teeth. And she tweeted and Instagrammed saying, "This hurt. I was uncomfortable with it. This isn't funny." Do you think that Saturday Night Live went too far? 314-531-9898.
Danny texted in and said, "I don't think SNL went too far. Look at what The Simpsons, Family Guy, American Dad all do with celebrity appearances on shows. You don't hear a lot of backlash on those types of things."
I do think it's a weird world we're getting ourselves into. I would agree with that. That, like, if you start going, "Hey, this is too far, then where do we lose comedy completely?" And there are so many shows that just highlight celebrities and take shots at them. And it is like one of those things that you sign up for. We had this conversation with Scarlett Johansson. Like, what do you sign up for when you're a celebrity? Yep. And there's a part of me that's like, yeah, they signed up to entertain us, but they didn't sign up to like feel like crap all the time.
You know, the point you made too, Brett, about the fact that in that sketch, the only thing that's not political about
that's what
it
she
is
said, yeah.
the fact that you have Amy Lee Wood's teeth. And you're like, did they reach? You know, I want to say they brought Kristen Wiig back for a cameo to play one of the Trump daughters.
Yes.
And so it's one of those things where it's like maybe they reached out, she wasn't available, and then they went to that step. You don't know. I understand the fact that she's not happy with how people have talked about her appearance. But at the same time, people have talked about her appearance. That's what has drawn, you know, good or bad, right or wrong. That's kind of why I think they had it in that sketch, since they were making fun of White Lotus as well.
Jenny, do you feel like they went too far with the sketch about her teeth on Saturday Night Live?
Well, my thing is that I'd never heard of White Lotus before, or this host. I assume she was the host of White Lotus. And so it would absolutely make me look into White Lotus, potentially watch that show, at least, you know, look her up on Google, Wikipedia.
So you think, like, although it was hurtful, it did, like, gain her some fame and traction?
Absolutely.
Like, there's no such bad thing as bad press, you know, like, people are talking about you. I think the easy argument, though, is like, oh, like, it's comedy, you know, like, especially when they're celebrities, like, everything is fair game when it comes to Saturday Night Live. That's what they do. But I start thinking about just like, if it's your friend or your sister or whatever, and they're just making fun of, like Alex had pointed out, something they can't control. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It does feel like the low hanging fruit. But then I do wonder, does Saturday Night Live just pack up and like and just fold up? Like, what do we do?
Yeah, I don't know that there would be a Saturday Night Live then.
Yeah.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is ready, so here we go.
So basically, I spent this weekend experiencing Coachella throughout others on TikTok through Get Ready With Me's and outfit reviews and all the things. And people were obsessing over Benson Boone and his performance and all that he did. So he decided to announce his album drop during his Coachella performance. And he knew what he was doing. His marketing team knew what he was doing. All those eyes were on him for so many reasons. He's like flipping around on stage wearing his tight little outfit. And his album drop, his album's going to be called American Heart. And so then they put up the album artwork on the screen and people were dying over it. If you know Benson Boone, he's like so cute and attractive. In his album artwork, he's completely shirtless with these like blue jeans on and holding an American flag. He looks jacked in the picture and people were obsessed with it.
AKA Hannah was obsessed with the shirtless album cover. What a good album cover.
Yeah, just I mean, amazing.
Super artsy, beautiful.
I love America.
America. Benson Boone is cool. Like
he is.
When he came into the studio, you know what's interesting about him is he did like, I think it was American Idol. Is that what he did? Or he did one of those reality shows.
Yeah.
He didn't even like know if he wanted to be a singer because he's an extreme sports guy. He loves doing all that stuff and then realized, well, I'm just really good at music. Like, screw you, dude. You're that good at music that you're like, I can't decide if I should do it or not. And I think what you get to see a lot of his performance is all that, like, I can do flips, I can do extreme sports on stage, and then make really cool music. So screw him, man. That guy's awesome.
Yeah, his new album, American Heart, is going to drop June 20th, so I wonder what kind of vibe we're going to get from it. He doesn't really seem like a rah-rah patriot to me, but whatever. I don't care. All I care about is the album cover.
He loves
that
America.
Was awesome.
Yeah. He's very American.
He's yep. Been in his
did you hear that giggle? Yeah. Oh, my God, Hannah. Get a room with
I love
Benson
Coachella.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
Interesting question. What do you want people to say about you when you're not in the room? Like behind your back. 314-531-9898. If you want to participate with this, text in some of those like phrases or sayings you want people to say. It's easy to say things nice to someone's face, like, Hannah, you're beautiful. That's what I would say to Hannah's face when she walks in the room. Like, because that's when you really get like what people actually think about you. When you can't hear it and it's a compliment, those are different. Like, oh my God, you should hear what so-and-so is bragging about you. What are something that you want people to say about you? When I asked Hannah this, she was like, I got to text my mom. I have to text people. I don't know how to answer this because it's a challenging question.
It is really hard. You always think about like the negative things, but you don't ever think about like, okay, what is something positive I would want someone to say about me? And for me, I hope that people say in rooms that I'm not in that I'm caring. I can come off as someone like with an RBF or sometimes I seem.
Yes, you do.
Really, I seem really like stern and it's actually like I'm just protective of things I love, people I love and of myself. And so I hope that people can see like how big my heart is like underneath this like hard shell I can sometimes give off. So I hope that people talk about my caring nature and they can see through that.
I think that like that's very true. And I think that's people do say that about you is not only do you have a big heart, but then you wear it on your sleeve too. I think some people are like, Hannah just throws everything out there. She just vomits her life at you, which I do love. But I think it's because it's always on your sleeve. You always just have your heart out there exposed to the world. And sometimes it means it gets broken more than others. And sometimes it can be sensitive more than others. But also it's because you have such a big heart that it's always on your sleeve. Great answer.
Yeah, that's a great answer.
You Kevin, know, what would you hope that people say about you?
I think it depends on the room. And I mean that from a, you know, room of friends or and then a room of coworkers or things like that. But I always would hope it would be, man, I wish Kevin were here. And I understand why he's not here because he doesn't want to make the drive. You know, I mean, like there's an understanding to why I can't be at places and they're cool with that. But at the same time, they miss my presence. Mm-hmm. They wish I were there to be a part of it.
That's funny.
That's nice, guy.
And a good answer for you, because we had a St. Patrick's Day broadcast where there was some issues with the broadcast, and Kevin had to stay back because that's what Kevin does. That's the type of role he has. He's willing to do whatever it takes. And we said the same thing, like, man, I wish Kevin was here, but we understood that that's Kevin. Like, he's the guy who's going to stay back, or he's the guy who lives in the middle of nowhere.
There we go.
You're always missed.
You're like, selfless, appreciate that.
Yeah. Thank you, guys.
Selfless. Yeah.
Very kind. Very kind. Thank you.
It's an interesting challenge. All right. I want to do myself, AB, and Alex. We'll do it after Post Malone and Doja Cat. But if you want to participate, give us a text at 314-531-9898. What is something that you hope people say about you when you're not in the room? It's easy to compliment someone to their face, but it's different when people say it behind your back. What is something that you really hope that people really get from you? This is the impression you give off, even though you might not mean to. 314-531-9898. Very challenging question, because you're like, I don't know. It could be the simplest thing. Like, I had two of them. One was kind of funny. Like, man, when I walk out of the room, I just, that is the flattest ass in America. Like, I have never seen a butt as flat as Brett's, but man, he did it. There goes the flattest ass in America. Someone did it. AB, what is it for you?
I think for me, I would hope people say, like, I can see God in her. Because
that's deep.
It is. Yeah. I mean, that's the whole point of my life as a Christian, and I want the character of Jesus to shine through me because he's not on earth anymore to give that example. So the only example left here on earth are Christians, and so I would hope that I'm a good one.
Like, there is God, and he likes McDonald's.
Right. Yes. Loves it.
Alex, what's it for you?
You know, I think for me, it's something that I say about people when they're not in the room, and I just truly believe that they're like doing good things, but it's like just a good person,
just a good dude.
Just a good person overall, because it's like whether you like me or you like what I'm doing or you don't like what I'm doing or whatever, just I think if I leave you just thinking, hey, he's a good just person in general, I think that's all you can do. I think that's what I kind of go for on a daily basis.
I hope that when I'm not in the room, people acknowledge my work ethic. Like, that dude is the hardest working guy in the room. I always say this too. I'm not the most talented person by far, but I hope that when people come across like, man, that guy will just work. He will just work you to death. He is a hardworking person and he has no quit in him. That's what I hope that I give off to people, is that guy has crazy work ethic.
As one of your coworkers, if you were not in that room, I would fully attest to that.
It's like, oh, thank God Brett's not here. We don't have to work today.
We haven't had a day off in 4 years.
It's an interesting question to ask yourself and maybe your friends or significant other today when you're just going about it. It's like, what do you hope that people say about you when you're not around? Coming up and Keep It Moving, where we cover all the trending stories. Hannah, I know you love sports.
Oh, big sports girls.
New sports league coming to America. The Sperm Racing League.
Oh.
Yep, you heard me correctly. That is a real league that is coming to America, and I got all the details in less than 3 minutes.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
That's right. You know everything will be trending and everything that people are talking about here in the next 2 minutes. We know life is busy, so we're going to start scrolling through the internet. These are headlines that are trending or viral right now. And Hannah, you tell me which ones you need more details on. Like the newest sports league in America, sperm racing.
Yep.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, a startup in LA is launching a new sports league. It's a real league. It's going to have a microscopic track, and you can see guys swimmers go head to head with each other in a battle who swim the fastest. This is going to be the first ever event live stream, April 25th. There is betting on it. You can take place. Look, they said everything a sports league has, this league will have. There's weigh-ins, there's play-by-play commentary.
Weigh-ins.
Yes. There's a press conferences afterwards. They say it's honestly supposed to be in a positive light. They say that, I guess this is something you can work on, and they want to really highlight male infertility and things like that.
I was going to say, is this ran at like a fertility clinic?
Yeah, so they want you to like, I guess this is something you can work on. And so this is like a sports league they meant for good causes, but this is going to be a real life sports league, guys. Cannon's the best. He's the Michael Jordan.
Yeah, literally.
Cannon is like.
I'm like, how does one like pregame for this, you know?
Yeah. List of people confess their least favorite thing about weddings.
Ooh, what are they?
Alex, who's getting married, avoid some of these. Someone posted on TikTok and they had a lot of comments, and these are the most common comments that people grab and grouped into one. Cheesy bridesmaid and groom's entrance into the party. Please don't do those. I hate when couples don't send thank you cards. They say, like, look, we spent a ton of money at your wedding. Make sure you send a thank you card. I don't want to contribute to your honeymoon. I'm a single girl going to your wedding. I don't need to pay for your vacation.
Right.
Not having enough alcohol is bad, but not having enough food is worse. Mm-hmm. Honestly, skip the wedding favors. They're usually tossed out.
That was going to be my complaint. Yeah. It's like, I don't want another koozie.
And unless they're edible, we don't care. Tell us what color the bridesmaid dresses are so we can avoid that color.
True.
Oh,
please,
yeah.
Please don't do the garter toss.
Yep.
And don't ever do speeches before the food because we want to eat.
Yeah. We're hungry. Yeah. Yeah.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
I think Hannah put it this way. Last week kind of sucked for me. We're commercial free on the Brett Maga Show. You know what's interesting is we have a show where we come in every single day, we laugh, we have fun with you, we tell our stories, you tell your stories, but sometimes people can be going through it and you don't even know it, and we're all guilty of this, either not checking in with a friend or you think everything seems okay because it seems okay on the surface, but Hannah had one of those weeks last week that I think a lot of us have had. We're in front of your coworkers, in front of people, or on the air, you're laughing and having fun, but deep down, you're feeling lots of pain or lots of grief, and that's what was happening with Hannah last week.
Yeah, so last week, I went to my grandma's brother's birthday party, and we lost my grandma back in 2017. She was like the rock foundation, whole center of our family. We did not have like a regular granddaughter grandma relationship. We were way closer than that, and so going to her brother's birthday party, I thought it would be really fun because we would get to kind of reminisce on some memories and it would be like a light-hearted thing. I go to the party and I'm there and I'm realizing that I'm having fun and I'm super glad that I'm there, but my grief wave is starting to grow larger than any of my other emotions because I'm there with my grandma's siblings and I'm noticing, I'm like, oh my gosh, they all look exactly like my grandma. They all have the same mannerisms as my grandma. Like her siblings would be turned to the side and their facial features were like exactly the same. And I was like, holy cow. And
it's almost like you could like see her.
Yes. Yeah. It almost was like a weird way, right? Freaking me out. Yeah. It was like scaring me. And to keep in mind the location we were at was where my grandma like used to live, and I haven't really been in that part of town since 2017. So to be back in her old town, to see how the businesses changed was just a reminder like, hey, life moves forward. She is not here anymore. And it's
almost like looking back in like those memory books, like, I don't know, like I just see it as almost like a part of the movies, like where it's like black and white and they see the old town and the old cars, and then you look and there's like a Sonic there now. Like, what the hell? Yeah. Like, that used to be the Piggly Wiggly back in the day. And this, like, it just grows. Like, life doesn't stop, even though at times it feels like it should stop for certain people, right?
Right. And so that was just a really hard reminder. So I leave the party, and as the week went on last week, my grief wasn't going away. Like, I just kept feeling sad and feeling confused on like how life was moving forward without her. And I know she passed away in 2017, but like I still just got hit with like this massive amount of grief, and I keep finding myself, especially last week, looking for her in like situations. Like if I was going through a struggle last week, you know, I don't know what to wear this weekend. Like I found myself like wanting to call her, and it's crazy that like I understand she's not here anymore, but I just felt so much grief last week.
A coworker of ours just lost like a close family member. Mm-hmm. And I think you and I were standing there, Hannah, like it was just like in like the break room area or whatever. And she had come up to me and it was her mom. And she goes, you lost your mom. And when does this feeling go away? She like asked me and I was like, never almost. Like,
yeah.
Like I was like, it is like a wave of emotions and they use the word wave because it just comes crashing in out of nowhere. And do you feel the same way, Kevin? Because you've lost your mom for how many years now?
I'm so sorry you have to, you guys, and anybody has to go through this because it is, and it's weird how grief shows up at the weirdest times.
Yeah.
So my son had a music recital yesterday. And I'm terrible about inviting my mom's sister to go see. Well, she actually was invited because Sarah's really good at reminding me, invite your mom's sister. Aunt Bev needs to be here. Mm-hmm. And I sit with her and I see my mom. And I always think to myself, man, it's such a shame that mom's not here to enjoy this or to get to see my son do these things. But then I always go, man, she's up there, she's making this stuff happen. And I do take some solace in that. But it is hard, and it's weird where, you know, you'll be driving down the street and all of a sudden I'll get the impulse to want to call my mom.
Yeah. Oh, my! I get that the time.
And mom's been gone for almost 14 years.
14 years. I still get that. Out of nowhere, I will grab my phone like I'm going to call my mom. And I'm like, oh, my God. Like, I can't call her. And it's the weirdest things. Sometimes a son's birthday was yesterday. I have a four-year-old. My mom never got to meet my son. Mm-hmm. Honestly, the thing that makes me probably the most sick, that like in my stomach hurts my gut every single time I have to say it, is my mom never got to meet my kids and never got to see me as a dad, because all my mom wanted to do was be a mom. Like, that was her own goal in life. Like, any kind of job accomplishment, she could care less. Like, what? She didn't even know where, I don't even know if we lost her dementia. I don't even know if she knew where I lived. I knew she knew I was on the radio, but she didn't know what that meant. The only reason I knew she knew I was on the radio is because my dad would leave the speaker on blast in the house. Like, here at the house, like, Brett's going to be on the radio. And then she'd just leave it on the rest of the day. And so, like, she never got to see me be a dad. And I constantly think about calling her to tell her, like, those dad-like moments. Like, oh, mom, you know, how do I make this meal? Or how do I do this? And it's so interesting that you still pick up the phone. And I did it.
I know.
It's been almost going to be 6 years, 14 years later.
Yeah.
And you're longer. You ended, like, losing your grandma, which is grandma mom, for you, you know?
Yeah, I didn't know that you guys went through those same emotions of, like, understanding that they're not there. But
nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Leewood, it's time to turn heads, drop jaws, and feel unstoppable. Beaumont Health and Wellness brings you award-winning weight loss, hormone therapy, and advanced beauty treatments like body contouring, microneedling, and injectables. Sign up for our weight loss shots and get your first week free. Plus, receive a free body composition analysis and a free B12 shot to fire up your metabolism. Beaumont Health and Wellness, luxuriously bold, effortlessly sexy, undeniably you. Spots are limited. Call 913-261-9855 or book now at Beaumont Health K.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Still, like, reaching for them or looking for them. Yeah. That was a new part of grief for me.
Yeah, it's interesting how grief works and how it's always with you. And, like, that's what I even told our coworkers. Like, it's kind of, like, always with you. You just learn to, like, kind of bury it down better.
Right.
But it's, like, it's always there, and it's always just as strong. Because, like, all of a sudden, if you do open it up, it's like, whew.
Well,
like,
nothing's different.
Like, oh, the ghost is up. We will put it back in the box. Put it back in the closet. Close the closet door. Thanks for kicking off your week with us here on the Brett Megan Show. Every single day, we roll commercial-free at this time. Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
Fans are hating on Finn Wolfhand's living arrangements. I'll explain why at 8:35.
It's going down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood.
people are all up in arms with Finn Wolfhand, aka Mike Wheeler from Stranger Things, because he lives at home with his parents. So I had to reread this story a couple times to really understand it. But yeah, people sure enough are fussed up about how such a successful actor who you think would make a lot of money would be like mooching off of his parents. But first of all, he's only 22 years old. So that's for one. And two, I think if he wants to live with his parents, let him live with his parents. He gained like such a large amount of fame at such a young age. So I actually think it's like a blessing in disguise that he still lives with his parents.
Oh, like a stability thing? You like the fact that he has like a stable foundation?
Yeah, that feels grounding to me. Like he's just kind of a normal kid. Just because he's making a lot of money doesn't mean you need to like kick him out of the house. And
no, and in his defense, he's like, look, I'm working all the time. I'm never home anyway. This is like my one way for me to see my family.
You think he's living with the... Do you think he should pay rent though? He should be paying rent.
No. Do you know how many people go to college and then come home and live with their parents? That's what I did. That's what my sister's doing right now.
They don't millionaires. Were you making $1 million an episode?
Definitely not, but I don't think that matters.
Yeah, no, it 100% matters.
He's still a kid. You should treat him like he's 22.
When do you... First off, 22 is not a kid. When are you not a kid? Because 22, you're a grown adult, so he's not a kid.
I don't agree that he's a kid, but I don't see a problem with him being treated like a normal 22-year-old coming back from work.
He's not a normal 22-year-old. Okay, I'm okay with this being a stable place for him because Hollywood is crazy, having your parents around. I'm not okay with
him.
He's
wanting to pay rent. That's the whole thing.
I'm not okay with him.
Buy groceries.
His mom and dad has worked their butts off so he could have opportunities. But like, yeah, I got $1 million in the bank and his mom's making him dinner. Right. Like, I'm not cool with that. Like,
I'm totally cool with that.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't think he should give back to his parents who gave him everything?
I mean, I think it'd be nice, but I don't think that's an expectation.
Oh, I definitely think so.
I don't know that it comes out in form of rent, but yeah, I'm sure that he takes care of his parents in certain ways.
Okay, if it doesn't have to be a monthly rent check, I'm just saying that if he is not helping them financially when he has financial freedom, that they
don't. He's a mooch. Probably is.
That's what I'm marrying. As long as he's doing that,
to still be living at home.
Then I'm cool with it. I just think there has to be a financial component to this where he's like, Mom, Dad, I got you, but then I'm living at home.
I think
totally
the fact
okay with
that
it.
He is there keeping Vecna away makes all the difference in everything. Right. I mean, that's the thing, right?
Yeah, and you can't hate on this at all because I live with my family, so.
But again, are you making millions?
No. No. No.
But a rent would be nice, you know?
No, it wouldn't be. Anyway, we're wrapping this up. It's been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
Mega Minds.
All right, let's see if you can answer the Megamind question of the day. Now that the weather's starting to change, starting to get a lot nicer out, this summer Americans will use 45 million pounds of what?
Something I should have used yesterday. I'm going to say sunscreen.
Ooh, 45 million pounds of sunscreen. What are we going through 45 million pounds of, Kevin?
Kevin liked that answer.
I do. Yeah. I like that answer. It's a good one. So if it's not that, I'm going to say charcoal.
Charcoal's a good answer.
For all those glizzies.
That's well. Right. We're going to keep the glizzy train going. Can I say condiments in general?
Okay, ooh. Like a weight of condiments.
Between mustard and ketchup.
Right. I didn't know where that was going.
I like really don't know. The only thing I can think of is makeup.
45 million pounds of makeup they go through in the summer, yeah? All right, not a correct answer. 314-531-9898. If you want to text in your guesses, 848. I'm going to tell you what 45 million pounds of, and I will tell you this, we eat 45 million pounds of this during the summer. Tell you what it is at 848.
Mega Minds.
All right, let's give you the answer to the Mega Mind question of the day. This summer, Americans will eat, because I gave you that one, eat 45 million pounds of what, Hannah?
Dave says grill time. I'm going to be guessing hamburger.
Probably more, man. We eat a lot of burgers.
Nurse Taylor texted in and said fruit, but AB's mom texted in something more specific and said watermelon.
Man, I love watermelon.
Ooh.
And Aaron texted in and said potato salad.
No one got it.
Watermelon's so light, though.
It's,
you would have to eat you need so tons. Much watermelon.
This is something as light. It's 45 million pounds of marshmallows. Yeah, we consume 45 million pounds of marshmallows.
Yum.
A lot of camping, a lot of, like, you know, fires, a lot of s'mores happening. And Hannah, remember, she just eats only the marshmallow.
That's right,
she does a s'more. So there's 45 million pounds down.
Mega Minds.
According to MIT, this is the toughest tongue twister on the planet, and I have it for you here on the Brett Magnus Show. So this is what we'll do. Hannah, you're going to have it the worst because you're going to have no heads up at all. I'm going to hand you the piece of paper, and I want you to say the tongue twister as fast as you possibly can. After Hannah goes, we'll pass the paper around. So the only time you're actually going to be able to read this is when you get it. So hand this to Hannah, and then take a shot at it. This is the toughest tongue twister on the planet. Go.
Pad kid poured cold pulled cod.
You started off the gate really good.
Try it one more time really fast.
Okay, pad kid poured curd pulled cod.
That wasn't bad.
Good.
Good adjustment.
Is that right?
Very good.
Yeah. Kinda, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Pad kid poured curd pulled cod.
Dang.
Wow.
Not even a miss.
I think it helps to hear Hannah get it right. That was good.
Pad kid poured curd pulled cod. Pad kid poured curd. Pad kid poured cold pulled cod.
I think you just said a bad word.
What? No, I did not. I don't think so.
What?
He's like, I hope not.
I thought Alex was going to be the best of this.
Because I'm a pad kid.
Did Kevin get it right the second time?
Pad kid pulled cold pulled pod.
No.
Pad
no.
kid poured curd pulled cod. That was right.
That say
was
it again.
Right.
Say it again.
Pad kid poured curd pulled cod.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah. Avi and Alex got it.
You guys are good.
Yeah.
My brain just doesn't compute
like
sound
that. It out
Does it like
quickly.
Count as a tongue twister if it doesn't even make sense?
I don't know.
That's
I don't
so
think
weird.
Most
I right. thought it was going to be like a sentence.
Do most tongue curd twisters make sense?
Curd cod would be terrible, wouldn't it?
Curded. Yeah,
curded. I don't know. MIT came up with those guys
Hannah
are the smartest.
Had curded cottage cheese this morning.
Yes, right. I did. Yeah. Yep.
Well, there you go. Don't trust Kevin with the dump button. We're pretty sure you swore, Kev.
Listen to the Brett Mega Show on your schedule with the Odyssey app. Search Y98.